said you didn't think they had iced tea.
We didn't have any, and I don't know if they had or not. Mm-hmm. The long handle ones, you know. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any. Mm-hmm. And we lived about like all the rest of them around there.
Mm-hmm. But now they did have the smaller
teaspoon. Uh-huh. Teaspoon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tablespoon.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a knife, a big one to cut?
Butcher knife. Mm-hmm. Well, we had several of those. Mm-hmm.
Well, now when you'd wash the dishes, you wash them in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. In a dishpan.
In a dishpan. Mm-hmm.
And then put it in a drain. Mm-hmm. Half the time we didn't even scald them no more. You wash them and just, you know, dry them and then put them in the wardrobe. Uh-huh. In the cupboard.
In the cupboard. Mm-hmm. What would you call the cloth or rag you'd use to wash?
Dish rag.
How about the one you'd dry with?
That was a dish towel.
Oh, mm-hmm. What about to wash your face with? You'd use
We had wash rags. If it didn't, it was a piece of shirt.
Oh,
I
mean, and that would work.
Anything got them clean. I got us clean.
Mm-hmm. After you took a bath, what would you dry yourself off with?
We had towels.
Now, after they began to have water on the inside of the house in later years, what would you call the thing at the sink that the water comes out of?
The faucet.
How about on the side, something like that, but on the side of a house?
Well, that was a faucet too.
Faucet too.
Mm-hmm. Outdoor faucet. It was mm-hmm. the same kind of faucet mm-hmm. if you could get the same kind.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't carry water in this house before we got water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, did, when they first began having water on the inside, in the winter time, did you have trouble with the pipes?
We cut ours off in the winter, but we don't no more. We got it all boxed under. Uh-huh. Very seldom it freezes.
Oh.
You know, the outside, mm-hmm. the pipes, if they're exposed, they'll freeze, mm-hmm. and then you don't have water. We had that for a while, but then my youngest son, he underpinned all the house, and then the outside faucets, the yard faucets, he's got them all wrapped up. We didn't cut them off once last year.
Mm-hmm. But now sometimes, when that happened to people, the pipes would freeze.
Oh, they'll freeze, and if it gets too cold, they'll bust.
Oh.
The pipes will burst.
Do you ever remember people buying flour, for example, in a big wooden
barrel?
Yeah.
We didn't buy it in a barrel. We bought it in 100-pound sacks.
Oh, you did? You bought it 100-pound?
Uh-huh. We had a barrel where we kept it in.
Uh-huh.
We just set the sack in that barrel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would lard come in? Do you remember?
Yeah, in big buckets.
Uh-huh.
Gallon buckets.
Uh-huh. What about molasses?
Well, that come in half-gallon, mm-hmm. gallon containers, you know.
Oh, what would you call a metal thing shaped like
funnel?
Oh, now...
Well, you've given me an intelligence test.
No, it's not an intelligence test. I just wanted to know what... No, it's not an intelligence test.
I thought you're allowed to run into something.
No, this is just things about what you call things. If they were somebody wanted their horses to go faster, what would they?
A whip.
Did they use those on the?
Oh yeah. Well, most of the horses, if they was used a whole lot on wagons or stuff like that, all you had to do is just pop that whip, and they knew they'd gonna get the next one.
Oh, they knew. Now years ago, if you bought something like fruit in the store, the grocer might put it in a.
In a sack.
Would it be made of
paper?
A paper sack.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Before they had all that plastic. Stuff.
No, they didn't have no plastic.
And you mentioned that flour came in a sack, in a big mm-hmm. sack.
Well, you had the money, you could buy it by the barrel.
Uh-huh.